بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. And we ask Allah the Most High to make us from those who follow on their path, and that we live on this, and we die on this, and we be resurrected on that. We continue the explanation of the concise admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. The concise admonition is a great admonition that covers the aspects of deen. And we have reached part 14, where the Shaykh rahimahullah, in the text of the admonition, is mentioning that the spring of all good lies in having sincere worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we covered the meaning of worship and the pillars of worship. You can find all of that inshallah on the site. Already it's loaded there on the site. And then he said also, wal isti'ana, meaning seeking help on worship, seeking help, as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we seek for help to carry on the tasks of worship, and to carry on the tasks of all the codes of life which are ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the commandments and from the and to keep away from the prohibitions. Then he said, so first one is ikhlasul ibadah, sincerity, and then seeking the help of Allah. And then he said dependence, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then dependence and turning in repentance to Allah. This is called, in Arabic it is called al-inaba. And it came in the Quran, in the saying of Allah, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And upon him alone I put my trust and depend upon, وَإِلَيْهِ, and to Allah I turn in repentance. I turn in repentance. So the meaning of inaba, the legal meaning of inaba, is الرُّجُوعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالتَّوْبَةِ وَإِخْلَاصُ الْعَمَلِ. Turning to Allah in repentance and having the sincerity in all that we do and we say and we act upon. Then this inaba is of two types. This inaba, and there you have the definition, this is the legal meaning of inaba, turning to Allah in repentance and having the sincerity in all that we do, say, and act upon. This is the meaning of inaba. The inaba is of two types. One pertaining to Allah's lordship, meaning this is the turning to Allah of all creation, of all creation. And this covers the believer, the unbeliever, the good, the righteous, and the wicked. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Rum in chapter 33, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. This is general, covers all creation. And when harm touches men, they cry sincerely only to their Lord, Allah, turning to Him in repentance. But of course, but when He gives them a taste of His mercy, behold, a party of them associate partners in worship with their Lord. So this, which pertains to His Lordship, meaning since He is the creator of all the creation, and He is the one who runs the affairs, and to Him belongs the commandment, this type of inaba is universal. It relates to His Lordship, and it is covering all creation, the believer, the non-believer, the wicked, the righteous. And this does not necessitate Islam. It does not necessitate Islam. Rather, it can mix with shirk and kufr concerning these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, Surah Ar-Rum, ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً But when he gives them a taste of his mercy, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ A party of them associate partners in worship with Lord, لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ The next verse please, 34, the same surah, لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ So as to be ungrateful for the graces which we have bestowed on them, those who turn away from Allah. So this is their situation after they turned away to Allah, a party of them are ungrateful. And they go to associate partners with him in worship. This is the first type of inaba. The second type of inaba is the inaba of the believers. Those close to Allah. This is the inaba to his divinity. This is the inaba of ubudiyya, slavery and love of Allah. And this comprises four matters. As Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah explains, this comprises four matters. First, his love, loving Allah. Second, submitting to him. Thirdly, turning to him and abandoning everything else. So the one who is truly munib, meaning the one who turns to Allah in repentance, is given the title, the name munib. The one who deserves this title is the one who fulfills these four matters. So the one who is munib, turning truly to Allah in repentance, is the one who hastens to please Allah all the time, and who hastens to do all that which is beloved to Allah. And these and such a person, or this quality in general, has certain signs to it. From the signs is that you find the one who truly turns to Allah in repentance, that if he falls into error or wrong, then he will feel pain in his heart for what he may have done. And this is evidence for his turning to Allah. In contrast, just take the contrast with the one who doesn't feel anything. This reflects corruption of his heart, and probably it's death. Not only that he feels this pain for himself, but the true one who really turns to Allah in inaba, in repentance, also feels the same for his brother, as if he is the one who committed the wrong, and does not scold at him. And this tells of his affection. Thirdly, from the signs, you will see him preserved such that he doesn't look lightly upon people of negligence. Rather, he fears for them, yet he hopes for them. In fact, the one who is munib to Allah, the one who truly turns to Allah in repentance, hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on them from his mercy, and fears for himself, fears the wrath of Allah may fall him or befall him. And this is a very delicate matter, very, very delicate matter, because The one who witnesses the weaknesses and the negligence of people concerning Allah and His rights, and seeing them turning to other than Allah, selling themselves to other than Allah for cheap price, he dislikes this. He can't stand, but he dislikes that. But as the Salaf had said, if he returns to himself and check it out and check its negligence and its shortcomings, then he will even dislike himself more. And they said, this is the faqih. They said they gave this title to the one who understands this matter in this way, that he is faqih, he understands the matters of deen. Although he dislikes this negligence in others, but when he checks himself and his shortcomings, he will dislike it more and intensely more than he dislikes it for others, because he has to check himself now. And this is the one who truly, truly repents to Allah in repentance, or turns to Allah in repentance. So this is from the citation of the verse which Shaykh al-Islam cited, that the springs of good lies in sincerity of worship, and in asking Allah for help, and in depending upon Him, and in turning to Him in repentance. And he also cited the other verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut, فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ, then seek the provisions with Allah, وَعْبُدُوهُ, and worship Him alone, وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and be grateful to Him. And this is in Surah Al-Ankabut in relation to the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In Al-Ankabut 16 and 17, وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه. And when Ibrahim told his people, worship Allah alone, واتقوه, and fear Him, ذلكم خير لكم, this is better for you if you did, but no, إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا, you worship besides Allah only idols, and you only invent falsehood. وَتَخْلُقُونَ إِفْكَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, verily those whom you worship besides Allah, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا, look at this, verily those whom you worship besides Allah have no power to give you provision. So seek your provision, فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ, seek your provision from Allah alone, وَعْبُدُوهُ, and worship Him alone, وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and be grateful to Him, إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, that is better for you, because you know you will return to Him. He's saying, Allah is saying, فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ, seek the sustenance with Allah. This is like إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينْ, you alone we worship and you alone we seek for help. And this is like in Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 11, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And this is what? This is the wife of Fir'aun. My Lord, build for me a home with you in paradise. And that's why in this statement Allah says, فَابْتَغُوا, and seek, عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ, the provision with Allah, not with anyone other than Allah, because they don't possess anything. And He said, وَعْبُدُوهُ, and worship Him, وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and be grateful to Him. Meaning, eat from His provisions, and worship Him alone, and be thankful for what He bestows upon you. What is ash-shukr? What is gratitude? The legal meaning of shukr, as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned, is the manifestation of the effect of Allah's favors on the person's tongue by praise and acknowledgement, and upon his heart as witnessing and love, and upon his tongue and upon his body parts, obedience and submission. This is the meaning of gratitude. This is the legal meaning of shukr, as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah explained. The manifestation of the effects of Allah's favors on the person's tongue by praising him and acknowledging, and upon his heart through witnessing and love, and upon his body parts through submission and obedience. So the shukr, the gratitude, can take place through or by the heart, and this is contemplating the ni'mah, the favor of Allah, and on the tongue, and this is through the praise, praising the one who bestows the favors, and the gratitude of the rest of the body parts by compliance. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned that the gratitude is based upon five foundations. That gratitude is based upon five foundations. First one, submitting to Allah. Second, loving Him. Thirdly, admitting and acknowledging His favors. Fourthly, praising Him for all of that, for all of His favors. And fifthly, not to use the favors in that which Allah dislikes. These are the foundations of shukr, of gratitude. An amazing story, which is related by Ibn Hibban rahimahullah, concerning the biography of the successor, the noble successor, Abi Qilaba. Abu Qilaba, his name is Abdullah bin Zayd al-Jurami. He was one of the worshippers of Al-Basra. He related hadith from Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, and also from Malik bin al-Huwayrith. He died in the greater Syria area, in the land of Asham, in the year 104 after Hijrah, during the reign of Yazid bin Abd al-Malik. The story of his death was narrated by Muhammad bin al-Munzir bin Sa'id, who said that Abdullah bin Muhammad, all the way to the end of the chain, said, I went out to the seashore, murabitan, وكان رباط أو رابطنا يومئذ عريش مصر. They used to go for ribat, for the sake of Allah, defending the Muslim lands, and stay certain periods of time on the seashores, guarding for the sake of Allah. And he said, we did this in the area of Arish, which is on the seashore, very close to the land of Palestine now, and part of Egypt. And when I came to the shore, I saw a tent, and there was a man there who lost his hands and his legs. And barely hearing and seeing. And the only body part apparently working, functioning properly was his tongue. And I heard him saying, O Allah, bestow upon me that I be grateful to you so that I can acknowledge and recognize the favors you've bestowed upon me. He said, when I heard his words, I came close to, I wanted to know, where did he get this beautiful statements, a beautiful dua? Was it an understanding, or was it a knowledge, or what? So I came to him and I said, As-salam, I greeted him. And I told him, I heard you making this dua. What is this favor that Allah bestowed upon you? And you praise him for it. He told him, can't you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done to me? By Allah, had Allah sent upon me fire from the sky to burn me, and had He commanded the mountains to destroy me, and had He commanded the sea to drown me, and the earth to swallow me up, I wouldn't have except increased my gratitude to him. Because of the favor he bestowed upon me with this tongue I have. But if you come to me now and you ask me for something, then as you see, I can't even bring a benefit or ward a harm of myself. And I had a son with me, taking care of me for my salah and for my wudu, and would feed me if I got hungry, when I got hungry, and would give me to drink when I am thirsty. But I lost him. Since 3 days ago, he left. So please go and check him out. May Allah's mercy be upon you. Then I said to myself, yani, no one will get a greater reward than going and serving this man than me. Going to help a person like this. So I went out seeking this boy. So I was there on sand hills looking around, and I saw the boy, and he was the prey of one of the beasts and was eaten up. So I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How could I come and return to tell this man of his boy? On my way back, something just came on my mind concerning Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. So I came and I said, I greeted him, and he returned the salam And I asked him, who is more honorable with Allah, you or Prophet Ayyub? He said, Father Ayyub. So I told him, did you know what Allah tried him with and checked him with? And what befell him in his wealth, in his family, in his children? He said yes. So I asked him, what was the state of Ayyub then? He said he was thankful, praising Allah. And he reminded him of every aspect of Ayyub's trial, and every one of them asking him at the end concerning it, how was Ayyub's state? He answered, gratitude and praise. Then he told this person, the narrator, he told him, now, aren't you going to tell me now something then? He said, yes. The boy, I found him on these sand hills, eaten up by a wild beast. So may Allah give you high reward, and may Allah bestow upon you patience. So this afflicted man, he said, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, who did not create from my offspring those who are disobedient to him, and thus torturing them in hellfire. Then he istarja and he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and he died immediately. So I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now, what shall I do? This is a man, if I leave him here, he will be eaten up by the wild animals. And if I sit here, I wouldn't be able to do anything to him. So I took a piece of cloth that he had on and I covered him with, and I sat by his head crying. While I was in this state, 4 men came and they said, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah, what's the matter with you? What's your story? So I told them my story and his story. They told me, take the cover off his face, maybe we can recognize him. So I uncovered his face, and suddenly these men came down upon him, kissing him between his eyes and kissing his hands and saying, an eye which never looked at what is forbidden by Allah, and a body that used to prostrate to Allah while people asleep. So I said, Man hadha yarhamukum Allah? Who is this person? May Allah's mercy be upon you. They said, Hadha Abu Qilaba al-Jurami. This is Abu Qilaba al-Jurami, sahibu Ibn Abbas, the companion of Ibn Abbas. The companion of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, لقد كان شديد الحب لله. He was one who loved Allah so much and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we washed him and we shrouded him with piece of clothes we had, and we prayed upon him the funeral prayer, and we buried him. Then I put my head to sleep, and I saw him in the dream. In paradise, and shrouded by clothes from Al-Jannah, while reciting the following verse in Surah Al-Ra'd, in chapter 13, 24. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fani'ma uqbad dar. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fani'ma uqbad dar. Peace be upon you, for that you persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. So I told him, Alastu bi sahibi, aren't you my companion? He said, indeed. So I told him, how come you have reached this level? He said, there are levels with Allah which cannot be attained except through patience at times of affliction and gratitude at times of ease, with having awe and fearing of Allah openly and secretly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us from His mercy and to make us of those who give thanks abundantly to Him. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.